Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-23-026 regarding Mr. Mark Ashby. The time is now 10 a.m. on February 13th of 2024. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and purpose. We'll go ahead and get started with board staff first.
Good morning, Caitlin Crawford, board staff.
Thank you.
Arlene Nora, investigations manager.
Thank you.
Kurt Winter, deputy director.
Thank you. Mr. Hutchison?
Casey Hutchison, board counsel.
Thank you. And then EAC members, please.
Dan Hayden, home inspector, committee member.
Thank you, sir.
Bruce LaBelle, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you.
Greg Oswald, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you. Mr. Padilla?
Yeah, Edward Padilla, home inspector, EAC member.
Thank you, sir. And then Mr. Ashby, please.
Good morning. Mark Ashby, home sweet home inspections.
Thank you, sir. A few reminders, this meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to review the recording so we can tell who said what. To avoid any disruptions, cell phones will need to be either turned off or placed on silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We do ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on February 23rd of 2023 related to a home inspection in Tucson, Arizona on or about November 23rd of 2022. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessment. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the case, with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'd like to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on the committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and if you could signify yes or no as to whether you're comfortable moving forward without conflicts. Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Padilla?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. LaBelle?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Oswald?
Yes.
Appreciate it. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from a meeting, from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted. Normally, we would start with a ledger, but just for the record, I did invite our ledger to this. She indicated that she would not be attending. I also invited a witness who is the person who actually bought the home and never heard a response from her. So we'll be starting with respondent when we go into
executive session. Sorry, your audio just kicked out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Problems with your network.
Daniel?
Oh.
That's never happened before. You actually excited,
Uh-oh.
Guys.
I think it's on there.
It definitely is.
It says connected, secured, and working on the thing.
Can you guys hear us again yet? No. Apparently not.
Lost your network, it said. Yeah, maybe internet.
This might be great, lost internet as well.
Yeah, maybe that worked out.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be a bummer.
What's the
We're all still on the lease.
Okay.
Well, I don't think something back up.
Connected and secure.
I thought we were off to a good start. Here we go.
Are we back?
Can you guys hear us again yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. We had a lapse in connection.
Somebody forgot to put the quarter in the machine.
Yep. All right. So interviews will be conducted during executive session. And again, we invited Alleger. She indicated that she would not be attending. We also invited the home buyer as a potential witness and never got a response. So our only participant is going to be respondent, Mr. Ashby. During the interview with respondent, the committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after the interviews have been concluded. So that doesn't apply either. At this time, I'd like to call for a motion to enter executive session.
I'd like to move that we go into executive session.
Thank you. First by Mr. LaBell and second by Mr. Oswald. And we'll do a quick roll call vote. And again, we're just voting to move into executive session. Mr. Hayden?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Padilla?
Present.
Thank you. That works. Mr. LaBell?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Oswald?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. It is now 10:07. We're going to end open session.